With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. You're out, you're about, but you want your Dan Patrick. Well, good news, he goes everywhere with you. If you missed the show, you can podcast it. If you want to see the show, just go to Peacock, and we stream it live every weekday. Watch past episodes, too. The Dan Patrick Show, available anywhere you are, any way you want it.
Dan Patrick.
Champagne will be flowing.
Happy New Year, Dan Patrick fans.
Happy New Year.
2022 has arrived.
At 1:56 a.m., I got a Happy New Year text from Todd Fritz. Fritzy, what are you doing?
Break the freak up!
We're on to a new sexy Dan Patrick calendar now.
I just saw the calendar, Dan. Yeah, still got it.
A new collection of provocative photos and a blank slate of possibilities. Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave.
How many days can you say Happy New Year? Is today it? Obviously on New Year's Day you can say it, and then that's it. Or is it the end of the week and then we're done?
This is Dan Patrick.
Final hour on this Monday. Good to be back. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. More phone calls, emails, tweets. Carson Palmer will join us. Get his thoughts on Antonio Brown. And did Aaron Rodgers win the MVP last night? And does Aaron Rodgers play in the season finale against the Detroit Lions? We'll hear from Aaron coming up here in a moment. Also, we will highlight the greatness of Cooper Kupp with what he did, what he has done. And still has one more game to go. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. The poll question for the final hour, Paulie.
Oh, for the final hour. All right. We had the poll question was, if you don't have a team in the playoffs, who are you going to root for? Bengals are blowing away the field. They're at 62% of the country likes the Bengals.
Okay.
I have a poll question. I think it's interesting. Browns at Steelers tonight. I'm assuming Baker Mayfield's playing, correct? And starting?
I guess.
Well, if he loves football, he is.
Yeah. I hope he's not opting out like some of these players do in the bowl games.
That's kind of the point. Shouldn't he opt out tonight? Because that game is not a relevant football game. They cannot win their way into the playoffs.
No, his persona, well, this is up to the coaching staff.
Well, it's also up to him. He could not play if he chose to.
Yeah.
He's the franchise quarterback. He's got to protect himself for the future of the franchise. This game does not help them in any way. And resting him would protect him from further injury. And he already has a serious left shoulder injury, correct?
You're playing the Steelers.
Yeah.
He still needs to prove himself. He can't say he doesn't want to play. This would be the coaching staff saying, we think it's best looking at next year he doesn't play.
We pat people on the back for pacing themselves, for protecting their interests, protecting the team's interests. Based off that, should Baker Mayfield start or not start tonight? That's the poll question.
Well, I can only say if I'm Baker Mayfield, I want to play tonight.
It's interesting, though, but the college player, I know they haven't been paid yet. He hasn't been paid yet, not the big bucks.
Yeah.
What if he got himself injured worse tonight?
Well, there's always that chance. But he is getting paid still millions of dollars to play.
Rivalry game?
Yeah, you're playing the Steelers. It's Ben's last home game. I don't know. If I'm Baker, I want to play. Now, should Aaron Rodgers play next week against Detroit? That's a more interesting question for me because I thought, as I mentioned this 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, if they, sew up home field advantage, maybe you don't play against the Lions. Now you have that scenario. Aaron was asked about that after last night's win against the Vikings.
Aaron, I don't know if these are two different answers here, but do you want to play next week and do you think you need to play next week?
I don't think I need to play, just like I don't think I need to practice all the time. But I do enjoy practicing, and this is the first game that my toe got through the game without any issues. No pregame painkiller shot. So I'm feeling good. I mean, I'm happy about it. There was definitely a time a few weeks ago when start to project out and think if we can get the one seed, that could be, you know, 2+ weeks of rest. But I'm going to play next week, and I expect Devontae to play and our guys to play. So we're looking forward to finish off the season on a high note and then getting the bye.
I think Aaron Rodgers won the MVP last night. I think Cooper Kupp is the top five candidate. Jonathan Taylor with the Colts should be there. Tom Brady, back-to-back seasons of at least 40 touchdowns. Now, those are the offensive players right now. You know, you look at Cooper Kupp's numbers, I mean, they're pretty crazy. And there were a lot of people who weren't sure if he was going to be, you know, maybe one of those receivers that we get out of the MAC where you go, you know, that guy was really good in the MAC, but is he going to be good enough in the NFL coming out of Eastern Washington? But, you know, he had another productive day against Baltimore. He's trying to lead the league in the Triple Crown. That's receptions, yards, and touchdowns. Last receiver to do that. I'll give you the year. He's in broadcasting. 2005. Yes, Paulie?
I think I have it. Steve Smith of Carolina?
Steve Smith from Carolina. Cooper Kupp, the fourth receiver in history, and in a 16-game season to have at least 100 catches, 1,500 yards, and 15 touchdowns. And I went back to the draft. Corey Davis was the big guy for Tennessee out of Western Michigan. Mike Williams out of Clemson went to the Chargers. John Ross went to the Bengals at 9. And then no receivers until Zay Jones of East Carolina went to Buffalo. Curtis Samuel went to Carolina out of Ohio State. Juju Smith-Schuster out of USC. And then at pick number 69, Cooper Kupp. Chris Godwin went 84th to Tampa. Kenny Golladay, 96th to Detroit. Interesting draft where the back part of the draft is where you got the production there. But Cooper Kupp, you know, just having that. We've seen Matthew Stafford be erratic. That he can make a throw where you have the following. How many quarterbacks make throws where you go, oh my God, to, oh my God. Matthew Stafford might be the league leader where you're going, wait, you just threw another pick six? Or then he'll make a throw. You know, Odell Beckham yesterday prior to the touchdown where you go, man, that's a great throw. But Cooper Kupp has been the safety valve. You know, no Robert Woods. You lose Cam Akers. You know, he's been the consistent person there, the constant there. And that's why I think he deserves MVP consideration. I was also wondering about the Jags. And I saw this with Peter King's column. You know, the Jaguars, we always talk about, man, that team's got a lot of draft picks. And I always say, well, who's making the draft picks? Because Baltimore doesn't always have a lot of draft picks, but they sure are good. Green Bay doesn't always have a lot of draft picks, but they really are good. The Jags will have another top 10 pick. This is the 14th time in the last 15 years. So the last 14 years, the Jags have picked 8, 8, 10, 10, 5, 2, 3, 3, 5, 4, 29, 7, 9, and 1.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
By the way, Dallas and Arizona joining the Bengals and Patriots in clinching playoff berths. They didn't make the playoffs last year. Every year since 1990, at least four teams have made the playoffs after missing the playoffs the previous years. And that's where you look at the schedule. That always helps out. And the NFL is, gives a helpful hand to these teams that if you didn't play well, you didn't make the playoffs, we're going to try to make your schedule a little bit easier. Dallas Cowboys are still an enigma to me. Because what was supposed to be their strong suit, their, you know, what they lead with, was a great offense. Do you know who led them in rushing yesterday? Anybody want to guess?
Pollard?
I believe Dak Prescott led them in rushing. That's not a good sign. And, you know, he fumbled the ball. He fumbled a couple of times. But that's one of those, you're playing at home against Arizona. And I'm not all in on Arizona, but I give them credit because Kyler Murray came to town where he's from. He doesn't lose in that stadium, even going back to high school, and they end up picking up the win. I was really surprised at that because I kept thinking Arizona is the better team. They're going to win this game. And I think it was 19-7. And you kept waiting for the Cowboys to be the Cowboys. And that's the problem. You know, when you start to look at these teams, how are you in a game where you don't play your best? That's what somebody's going to have one of those games in the playoffs. Can you win a game when you don't play well? And that's what makes me concerned about the Rams in Dallas. Do I think they're capable? Absolutely. But you now you're saying, okay, I got to rely on the defense to win the game. You know, Von Miller at the end of the game. Micah Parsons making a play. Diggs making a play. Ramsey making a play. Like, you almost have to overcome what the offense is not doing. And that's really the surprising part of that. Because Green Bay is getting healthier and going to get back three of their best players. And they've gotten to this point, and they've got the home field advantage. And this will be a true home field advantage. Because last year, you didn't have the crowd there at Lambeau. Everybody has to go there. And Green Bay feels like the most consistent team. And come playoff time, and you get an extra week's rest, and I still feel Kansas City is the team to beat in the AFC, even though give credit to the Bengals. That's a big-time win. Yeah, Paulie.
We were just discussing, it feels like Green Bay has to make the Super Bowl. You know, winning is a different thing, but like there's openings at every other NFC team. There's issues with every other NFC team, and it's January.
And there's a lot of speculation that if Rodgers wins the Super Bowl, more likely to leave. I don't know anything. I don't have any inside information on this. It was a gut feeling that I told you that Rodgers was going to play this year. Didn't think he was going to play in Green Bay after this season. Felt Denver was loading up to get Aaron Rodgers. Did speak to a source with the Broncos that they know Green Bay loves draft picks. And that they will load up for Aaron Rodgers. Do I think that was Russell Wilson's last game, home game in Seattle? Unless Pete Carroll leaves, I believe it's Russ's last game there. Now, there's a lot of money to be paid to Russell Wilson. But if you're going to, I just think they're stuck in neutral. You know, they're an 8 or 9 win team. At best, it feels like. Even though last year, now keep in mind they won 12 games, I think, last year. And Russ wasn't happy. So how do you think he's going to be with this season? And do I think he's going to be there? I don't. I don't know if Pete Carroll's going to go, okay, for the betterment of the team and the organization, I'm going to step aside. I don't think that Pete and Russ are going to coexist. It just doesn't feel. I still feel like this is more of a Matthew Stafford Lions situation where, hey, let's part ways. Let's do it in a professional manner. You guys get what you think you can get, you need to get, and I can go and play where I want to play. That's my gut feeling on this. I don't know, but I do think you're going to have some teams that are going to be inquiring about the possibility of would Russ waive his no trade clause. So this will have to go through the agent. You're going to get teams, GMs, that are going to call the agent and say, would Russ waive his no-trade clause to play for us? Right? That's what I think is going to happen. Then all of a sudden, the wheels are in motion. You know, he's mentioned a couple of teams. He's expanded his list there. And I do think that that's on. I think that's a front burner issue there. I think this is Ben Roethlisberger's final home game. I was surprised that he was coming back. But I think this is Ben's last game at home. Yeah, Paul.
Going back to Russell, the one team I keep thinking about is the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
It's not a rebuild project, but I think Seton maybe 2 months ago mentioned the New York Giants, which does make a lot of sense. They got draft capital and, you know, big market. But the Saints feel like they have a really good defense and some pretty good offensive skill position players in the line. And they're kind of stuck in this nomad land of quarterbacks. You know, I don't know if Taysom Hill is going to get you to a Super Bowl.
No, he's not.
He makes me watch. I'll watch the Saints.
No, I like watching Taysom Hill. I don't want him as my quarterback. I think that Russ, you know, that would be a place where, you could have a nice landing. You got a great coach, offensive-minded coach. I don't know what happens to Michael Thomas. You still have Alvin Kamara. That defense has been pretty good this year. But, you know, how many other teams? And is Denver involved with Russell Wilson? Or is Miami involved in all of this? Yes, Eaton.
Is Russ the kind of quarterback that then would make the Saints more appealing? The Saints more appealing to like other free agents, sort of the way Brady did with the Buccaneers. Is he that kind of quarterback that like, oh, I'll go to New Orleans to play with Russ?
I can't put him on the level with Brady because it always feels like with Brady, you're gonna get a chance to play in a Super Bowl. You know, Russ hasn't been there in a while. I mean, he was there last year as a guest. But
he was there, though.
Yes, he was.
I counted that as a Russell Wilson fan.
That doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Going to a Super Bowl. If that's the case, I'm up there because I think I've been to 30 Super Bowls.
I know a bunch.
Yes, I have. I'm up there. Most pick sixes thrown since 1991. The first quarterback on this list everybody should get. Yes, Paulie.
This might not be back enough. Matt Schaub, when he was a Houston Texans, was a pick six machine.
Nope, Todd.
My friend Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers is fifth on the list with 25. Peyton Manning is fourth on the list. Well, no, he's tied. There's a bunch of guys tied for second with 27. Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Matthew Stafford, number one since 1991. Seton, you do a great impersonation of him.
Is it me? Of course.
it's Brett Favre. Brett Favre. A lot of Hall of Famers on there. You got to play a long enough time to get on this list. You got to be good enough to keep your job when you keep throwing those pick sixes. 32 for Brett Favre.
Well, I still wonder where Jameis is on there somehow.
Jameis Winston?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's on pace.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break. We'll get to more phone calls. Carson Palmer will join us coming up next here, 16 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Carson Palmer, his appearance brought to you by the CBD, trusted by professional athletes. Level Select CBD. Make sure you use the promo code DP30, $30 off your entire order today. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. Go to levelselectcbd.com. As we say good morning, as we always do on Monday, to Carson Palmer, former NFL quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner. I was curious, if I go back to your days at USC, when you knew you were going to be the number one overall pick, but let's say you were playing in the Peach Bowl, not a playoff game. Would Carson Palmer of today play in a game like that?
I would have. Back then, it just wasn't heard of. I mean, really, nobody had really, really done it until Christian McCaffrey did it at Stanford. And I don't remember what bowl game it was, but it wasn't the Orange Bowl.
Sun Bowl.
I remember at the time, the Sun Bowl.
Yeah.
I remember at the time thinking, well, he should have a pretty good idea on what's right, knowing his dad's Ed McCaffrey and played in the league for a long time. So he's probably got some really good guidance on this. And being a running back and the hits they take and the pounding that they take and the possibility of injury is probably greater than a quarterback. But it just wasn't heard of until Christian McCaffrey did it. And now guys are doing it week in and week out as we get to bowl season. And you just don't know who's available. But back then when I was playing, it was just a chance to play one more game. At the end of the day in college football, you only get like 12 opportunities to put film out there to get drafted. So, you know, my mindset back then and a majority of all college football players' mindset was you need game film. You need opportunities and chances to shine and show what you can do for NFL teams to be able to draft you. So it was just one more opportunity to go out and perform and possibly get drafted higher.
Yeah, but you knew you were going to be a Heisman Trophy candidate or you were going to win the Heisman. You were going to be a top five pick. Do you play in a game? If you had that season at USC, would you be playing in a meaningless bowl game, a non-playoff game now? Would you be like Kenny Pickett or would you be like Matt Corral?
I would play. I mean, I played in the Senior Bowl, which wasn't really for a championship or really anything, you know, for your college career. But the Senior Bowl came along and I got invited and I wanted to go and play and compete against those guys. I do understand it. I mean, I understand part of it. Guys don't want to get hurt. Guys don't want to hurt their draft stock. But now guys can also actually make money in college and put some money in the bank. So you've had an opportunity to earn some money and put some money away for, you know, for the rest of your life. Now you're hearing about, you know, Bryce at Alabama, you know, has already made $1 million in college. So, you know, when you weigh in the fact that back in the day, you couldn't make any money and guys didn't miss the opportunity to play in bowl games. And now guys can make money, and guys are dropping out of bowl games left and right because they're worried about their future earnings. So it's, you know, the correlation there doesn't make sense. I think you play, and if you really love playing the game and you love the opportunity to compete with your guys, the guys you came in with, your freshman class and all that, there's so many little added things that go into it that, you know, I have a tough time watching guys not play.
Aaron Rodgers was asked about playing against the Lions. They've wrapped up the number one seed in the NFC. And, of course, he's been battling the toe injury. And I was wondering, does he even play in this game? Your thoughts on Rodgers playing or not playing in a meaningless game against the Lions?
I think the most valuable player trophy means a lot more to Aaron than a lot of people realize. And I think he's still got a chance to win the MVP. He's possibly the front runner, if not in the top three. He could use three or four more touchdown passes, another 400 yards, another statistically dominant performance in order to be in the running at the end of the year for the MVP. So I see him playing. And on top of that too, when we're talking about a little bone in your foot that's broken, that's not going to help. That in another week doesn't automatically fix that or change that. If it was a ligament issue or some damage to a muscle, maybe a hamstring pull or a quad pull, something like that, a week can be an immense amount of healing time. But when you're talking about a broken pinky toe or a broken foot, it's just not enough to miss an entire week's work and another chance to go out and statistically have a great day.
You're the first person to answer it, I think, correctly. And that is that that MVP for Aaron Rodgers this year is an FU to a lot of people. And I think that that might be at the crux of this, that he can say to the Packers, hey, my foot, my toe, it's not going to get any better. Hopefully it doesn't get any worse. But we're a number one seed. I don't want to be not playing for 2 weeks, because if you don't play against Lions, you don't play in that first week of the playoffs. I want to be ready to go. And at the crux of this is probably, and it'd be nice to go back-to-back MVPs.
No doubt. I mean, he hasn't talked about it. He can't talk about it. Anybody that's played and been in his position before, you know, that is extremely important. That's another little piece of leverage. As he moves into this offseason, we don't know which way he's going. It's just another little bit of leverage, and leverage is everything in this game.
Should Baker Mayfield play against the Steelers tonight?
Absolutely, 100%. Baker's got to prove himself. And unfortunately, he hasn't done enough to prove himself as being the future and the franchise and the, you know, long-term 6, 7, 8 year contract guy.
But he's injured, though, Carson. And if he hasn't proven to you yet, I don't know if playing tonight against the Steelers does anything.
True. He can go out and operate at 60 or 70%, and 60 or 70% for Baker, you know, isn't enough to beat a rivalry team and the Pittsburgh Steelers on the road. So no doubt, but knowing Baker, he's got that mentality. He's not going to let anybody, you know, take his spot. He doesn't want, he doesn't want to have the opportunity to stand on the sideline and watch somebody else play his position. He's very competitive. He's ultra, ultra competitive. So I think he plays, and there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I wonder about it because he hasn't played well, and you're playing against Steelers. It'll be big. I know it's a rivalry game, but it's a game that doesn't really mean anything. I don't know. It feels like he could do more harm than good. Speaking of which, Antonio Brown. Do you have any idea who he is?
Yeah, he's a constant distraction. I mean, now, Dan, we talk every week, and I talk all the time about just these distractions, this issue that this team has to answer questions. Mike Evans, Tom Brady, Fournette, all these guys, they're going to be talking about Antonio Brown all week. Bruce Arians is going to go into he's got three pressers this week. Every press conference he's going to go into, he's got to talk about Antonio Brown. It's just another distraction. Unfortunately, I think we've seen the last of Antonio Brown. I'd be shocked if somebody else gave him another opportunity. But really, really disappointed. I mean, he was such a great player. He blew so many opportunities and really got in his own way. He consistently got in his own way in Pittsburgh, and we saw what happened there. He got in his own way in Oakland, Las Vegas. We saw what happened there. He now got in his own way in Tampa. And the third time's the charm. I think we've seen the end of one of the most talented, athletically given receivers that I've had an opportunity to watch with my eyes on a field. And it's just unfortunate.
We're talking to Carson Palmer, former NFL quarterback. I go back to that cheap shot by Vontaze Burfict. And I don't know if one hit changes you, but it felt like, and I could be way off base here, but it felt like that he became something different then, or something happened to him. And maybe he was a diva all the time, but I don't know. Just, I still go back to that. And I thought about that yesterday as he's leaving the field. I go back to that shot he took from Vontaze Burfict.
I disagree. I don't think it's one hit. I don't think it's one play. I think it's a combination of fame, money, power. He got a taste of that. He was an undrafted guy or a late round draft pick from a school that a lot of people, you know, didn't know had a football team. He started off on the practice squad. He worked his way up. He went from no fame to one of the most famous players in the NFL in those couple of years there in Pittsburgh. And some guys, it's just too much to handle. Some guys can't deal with it. Unfortunately, the more fame, the more respect, the more power he's gotten to be able to show up and not want to put cleats on or whatever that issue was in Las Vegas with his cleats and his burnt feet. You know, once you get a taste of that fame and that power, unfortunately, some guys can't handle it. And it just looks like he couldn't handle it because the situation was so good with John Gruden there playing for the Raiders and Derek Carr, and that system would have been so good. Not that the system wasn't so good for him with Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh. I mean, another great situation. Maybe he saw the writing on the wall with Ben, you know, getting older and going downhill, but there he was in playing for the Raiders in a great situation. Then New England. And then Tampa. I mean, the situations and the quarterbacks he's had a chance to play with, not everybody gets that opportunity. And not very many guys would absolutely ruin those opportunities. And we've seen him consistently ruin every opportunity he's gotten.
Matthew Stafford fascinates me and worries me all in the same game. And not necessarily in that order, Carson. What concerns do you have, if any?
Well, just like you said, the inconsistencies. I mean, some of the balls he throws, there's only two or three other guys in the league can actually throw that ball. And then some of the balls he throws, there's a whole bunch of guys across the country that could throw those and make that decision. It's at some point, you know, we're starting to get into past that point of where it's a new team. It's a new offense. It's a new system. They're new receivers. He's had plenty of time to consistently work with those guys and develop rapport and trust and respect with those guys. Unfortunately, there's times he just doesn't look on the same page where he's expecting a guy to be a little higher in a route or a little flatter in a route, and he's off one way or the other. So we're getting to that point where it is starting to be concerning because they've had plenty of time to work and develop that relationship and that rapport. Unfortunately, we're getting to that time where one of those decisions, one of those errant throws can cause you to go home and not no longer play in the playoffs. So it's absolutely concerning. They have enough talent. They have enough just raw athletes on both sides of the ball to overcome one of those in the playoffs. But when you start talking about one or two of those decisions in the playoffs, those can bite you in the butt.
How do you utilize Cooper Kupp? Because he's not your prototypical number one wide receiver, wide guy, speed guy. So as a quarterback, how do you utilize? Well, I know they've done a pretty good job because he's got, you know, 1,800 yards this year. But what is it, you know, how do you utilize somebody who doesn't necessarily beat you with great speed?
You just get the ball in his hands. Get the ball in his hands. Give him as many chances. He had a play. He had a 6 or 7 yard gain on third down, and it looked like he was going to step out of bounds. And somehow, some way, he made a cut back in bounds and got another 15 or 20 yards out of a play where you're just going, there's nothing left in this play except for a guy like Cooper Kupp who can just, like a magician, find a way to almost step out of bounds, but cut back against the grain and make three guys miss. It's not about running 4.2. It's not about a 45-inch vertical jump. It's about when the ball is in your hands, what do you do with it? And he consistently, from week one of his rookie year until right now, he's consistently made plays. He's consistently created separation to get open. And then his yak and yards after the first touch, I mean, he's breaking tackles, he's spin moving, he's cutting against the grain. He may not be the prototypical 4.2, 42-inch vertical guy, but he's a number one He's a number one threat from a receiver position in just about every offense across the league. Everybody would take him.
Great stuff. Great to talk to you again, Carson. And we'll talk to you next week. Happy New Year to you and the family.
Thanks, Dan. Happy New Year.
And that's Carson Palmer. His weekly appearance during the NFL season brought to you by our partner, Level Select CBD. Looking for next level relief? Visit levelselectcbd.com. Couple more phone calls here. Best and worst of the weekend. John in Colorado. Been holding a while. John, thank you for your patience. What's on your mind?
Hey, morning, DP.
Good morning, John.
I got a best and a best for you.
Okay, John.
First best, my Raiders going on the road and getting a big win in Indianapolis. Second best, which I thought was going to be a worst, despite playing Jamar Chase in my fantasy football championship, I was pretty bummed yesterday morning, but ended up pulling out the victory there at the end.
All right. Well, congratulations, John.
Dan, why'd you hang up on him? I want to hear more about his fantasy team.
Yeah.
I love hearing about other people's fantasy teams.
I love hearing about fantasy teams.
Dan, he had Jamar Chase.
No, he was going against Jamar Chase.
Oh, Jamar. Oh, going
yes,
against him.
Yes.
See, if I'd heard more, I would have known.
Yeah, I know. Whenever, like, you're watching a game, it's either somebody's betting on a game or their fantasy team and one of their players. It's always when they do well. Oh, I got him on my fantasy team. And then I go, how many fantasy teams do you have? Four? Well, hell, you got everybody in the league. Somebody betting. Oh, yeah, I had him. I gave the points. And I go, okay, who else did you have? And I used to do this when I was gambling. It'd be like, hey, how'd you do on that game? Yeah, I won. Don't ask me about the other ones, because I didn't. Let's see. Barry in Long Island. Good yontif, Barry. Much nachas. Happy New Year.
I am felling. By the way, if Seton needs a wacky sidekick on his cross-country roadie, I'm available. I'm a good conversationalist, but I also don't want to keep my yap shut to let the situation breathe. So, think about it.
Seton, are you interested in Barry from Long Island going cross-country with you?
I'm not interested.
Look, we'll talk. We'll okay. talk.
So it's not a no, Barry.
It's not a no. Okay. All right. Look, we can work with that. The best of the weekend was the Odd Couple Marathon, New Year's Eve through New Year's Day. Worst of the weekend, my New York Jets.
Yep.
Look, we know that Brady was going to drive for a touchdown either way. So I would have kicked the field goal and taken my chances in overtime.
Well, we'll never know, Barry. Thank you for the phone call. And don't call us. We'll call you as far as Seton taking you on the road. How many people can we get in the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van?
That's a great question.
And how many would you be willing to maybe take some listeners with you cross country?
Yeah, I would be willing to do that for sure, especially Barry. He strikes me as the kind of fellow who you'll be driving through like Arkansas or whatever and say, you know who's buried right over here, actually? Interesting story. He's probably a fascinating person.
Maybe you could pick up people along the way in different cities.
One a day.
Yeah.
All right.
Like you pick up somebody wherever, we have so many great affiliates. Now, I'm not talking about hitchhikers. I'm just talking about listeners. like each radio station, they'll pick a listener that they can go with us, and then you stop by in Des Moines.
Yeah, Des Moines.
Des Moines. And I was telling that story over the holidays, and Paulie and I were flying from Westchester Airport to Chicago, and we're in the back. And there was a young flight attendant. I don't think she'd been on the job that long. And we were striking up a conversation with her. And then she was like, excuse me, I have to make an announcement. And then she made the announcement that we are going to be stopping in Chicago. And then, those who are going to, whatever, get off the plane. You have to stay on the plane for those who are going to Des Moines. and I went, oh, my God, our girl just said Des Moines. instead of Des Moines. Yes, Paul.
It was so great because she goes, thank you for joining us. And we're going to stop in Chicago. Then we'll be on to long pause. Des Moines. Moines. Like we're going to France, Bordeaux, and then Des Moines. And we're trying to be nice.
Oh. And then she came back, and I think it was either Paulie said to me or I said to Paulie, which one of us tells her it's Des Moines?
I don't think we either told her because there's a lot of rumbling in the cabin. People
there was
laughing.
Some giggling, and maybe somebody else told her, but I didn't have the heart because she was very nice.
Then we're on to Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska.
Omaha.
Warren Buffett lives in Omaha.
Omaha.
If you look to your left, you'll see Warren Buffett's house in Omaha.
Oh, Todd, I can see your mind racing. You're trying to come up with a topper here.
No, I just sounded like a condiment, Des Moines. Like, you hold the Des Moines. I don't like that.
She stretched it, too. She goes, Des Moines.
Let's take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Jarred off his stick. Hughes there for support. Now Hughes. Centering try. Broken up by Orlov in front. Devils are on the loose puck. Hughes across. Here's Hischier shooting. He scored! Nico Hischier wins it in overtime.
Hallelujah.
That's courtesy of MSG Network. Make sure you pick up your Discover credit card Real credit card questions require real people. Somebody who understands your issues, works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover is offering helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Paulie had an interesting story while on vacation. Would you care to summarize?
Yeah, I guess, you know, you see those videos on Facebook and other places of people, Karens or Kens, people freaking out about little situations.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say that's been a popular thing to see the past 2 years?
Yes, it is.
I encountered my first one. I was at an unnamed ski resort, and if you have ever been skiing, the lines sometimes can get quite busy at the ski lifts, and there's a person up front, I would call them like an expediter. It's a staff member of the of the ski resort, and they're trying to get people on the chairs and get them up and keep them moving. People like that person. That person is doing their job, and it's a tough job. People want to get up the ski lift. There was a woman who was first in line of the singles line. If you're in a singles line, they throw you on with any other group of people to keep it moving. And the ski lift is actually moving the entire time, as you know, if anyone's ever been skiing. And the guy goes, "All right, ma'am, you're next. Go, go." And she goes, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." And he is not being terse in any way, the guy who was running the ski lift line. He was just saying, "It's your turn." He's cueing her to jump in and go so people don't get knocked over and crushed by the ski lift. She goes, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." She goes, "How about some niceness when you ask?" And everyone just stopped. I mean, hundreds of people around there, and the people, especially up front, just stopped. And because I think the guy thought she was joking. And then he goes, "What?" He goes, "No, you're on. He goes, "Say it nicely. Be nice to me." And it was fascinating to see. And people turned fast. Like, "Ma'am, he's just trying to get people on the ski lift." She goes, "Yes, but he doesn't have to give me attitude." And so she starts going out onto the ski lift, and karma ensued. She didn't go as she was told to the ski lift area, and the chair came around, and as she was still giving attitude to the ski lift gentleman who was doing a fine job, she got clipped, and she went down. She was not injured, because nobody wants to see anybody injured, air quotes, but she, instant karma was, and I wouldn't say there was cheering in the line, but there was satisfaction in the line. It was wild to see.
Okay. Yeah, Seton.
Ski lines can be tough, man.
A lot of attitude.
That's the mean streets of the ski line.
Yeah.
The expediter.
When you talk about how tough it was growing up, yeah, I remember one time in the ski lift. I remember being in Aspen. Oh, it was brutal.
I got through it.
Yes.
When you talk about most dangerous jobs, actually, it's usually like lumberjack, coal miner, expediter on a ski lift line.
Well, we're glad that you're okay, Paulie.
Yeah, I made it. I make it through this.
Bob in Seattle. Hi, Bob. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
6 foot, old man strong, 180.
All right.
And the best of the weekend is the Seattle Seahawks taking a knee at the 1 yard line, not to rub it into the Lions. And the worst of the weekend, of course, is the Seattle Seahawks, because they are going to look completely different next year.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Bob. Yeah, I mean, I hope Russ stays there, but I don't know. It just feels like if there was a disconnect after a 12-4 season, yeah, it didn't help anything this past season. Christian in Utah. Hey, Christian.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Dan, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, my best of the weekend. I had the privilege to actually go to the Rose Bowl game in person. I mean, seeing the caliber of NFL talent on both sides of the ball, the records broken, the plays made, I mean, unlike any game I've ever been to. And I think I was blessed and lucky to be able to see a game of that kind of caliber.
Yeah.
And my worst of the weekend, obviously being a Utah fan, seeing the loss to Utah, I mean, Witt's been on a bowl losing streak. It was felt like Utah's year to get over that hurdle for a bowl win, especially with the sad adversity they faced with the deaths on the team. But, you know, great game overall. Proud of the Utes. Really big for their program.
Yeah, it was fun football. And, you know, Utah was just depleted in the secondary, and Ohio State, their so-called backup wide receivers, they're setting records. See, that's why it's always tough when you're looking at Ohio State and you're trying to judge how good the quarterback is. Well, when you got those wide receivers, I go back to Dwayne Haskins. I mean, they're all high school All-Americans. All of them. It's not one of those, "Oh, we got this real feel-good story. This is a walk-on." It's like, no, these are guys. No, this isn't. Let's put it this way. There's not going to be a Rudy sequel based on Ohio State wide receivers. Paulie, this day in sports history.
Well, 2010, Tony Romo of the Dallas Cowboys set a team record when he took every snap from the regular season, which allows us to play this audio again of Tony Romo from yesterday.
Yes, 100%. But I'm going for it on fourth down, even with the game tied. Well, maybe not. Yeah, I guess you're right. Nah, I probably wouldn't. Depends.
Can you imagine Tony Romo talking to his head coach? Hey, you want to go for it? 100%. We're going for it. Wait, but it's tied. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe we shouldn't. Yeah, see.
Let's say by early, what we learned today is why Tony Romo chose the broadcast booth instead of coaching. Coach, what are we doing here?
We're going for it.
100%. No, I don't know. I mean, it depends. What
coach,
do you think?
It's tied. Oh, well, maybe not. Wait, so what do you want to do?
I don't know.
Final results of the poll question.
82% think that Aaron Rodgers should not play this weekend.
Okay. Let's go around the room. What we learned on the program, I'll start back left, Todd Fritz.
Paul Feinbaum may be contractually obligated not to say anything bad about the national title game. Admits, though, Alabama-Georgia, not good for college football.
Seton O'Connor.
I don't know. Maybe not. Depends.
Paulie, what did you learn on today's program?
Tony Romo, decisive.
Todd, what did I learn today?
Matthew Stafford's throws can be, oh my God, great, or other times, oh my God, bonehead.
The compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight, the size of the fight in the SUV. I didn't say bonehead, by the way. Learn more about the nimble and ready for anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle at mbusa.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, all-around support. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.